Jean.
Look, there. Look, see, the first quarter of the game was won and lost, so we know that, and that's often the case. After that, I thought our endeavour didn't wane. If anything, it stepped up, you know, throughout the game, so that was pleasing. But there was two things. We had entries, and, you know, I think where it did affect us a little bit was Balak and Logue forward, which we knew that was a risk, and there was some against an organised, experienced defence, and they do that pretty well. They played to the line of the ball really well, and our first three entries, they marked the ball. So McGovern had a picnic marking the ball, and it was, I think Yeo might have taken a couple. So in the first half, for the game, they marked nine of our entries, and eight of them occurred in the first half, and I think about five in the first quarter. So that was an issue for us, and that's maybe where it contributed. But look, we'll be able to work our way through that. So if you don't use the ball well going forward and you don't position well, that's going to be an issue, and then that allows them to counterpunch you pretty quick. So really they got back on us. When you're not playing good footy, teams get back on you and they get out on you. So I thought that's what happened. They had a couple of 4-50 stoppage goals that would have been pretty good at defending, a few scrambles, a few quick kicks over the head, and then it just compounds and comes together that, you know, because at one stage we'd had 11 entries and had 1 point or a goal, and that had 5 for 4 goals. So they were really efficient and effective defensively. So look, that comes back to us preparing them well. We think we've been doing that in a reasonable manner, but there's some really good lessons. We spoke about it at halftime. I thought, in a real sense, we improved our method, working the ball forward and making them defend a little bit. Far from perfect, but it was a bit more what we wanted. So, yeah, a little bit. You've got to pay to learn, though, don't you? So we understand the path we're on. So, look, we didn't hire Griffin Logue, and then we put Griffin Logue to Kennedy and say, well, experience this. Put Tommy Sheridan back to Lacroix, experience this. Like Blakely had been playing on Shuey, so it's not like we're hiding the young players. We thought out of that wreck, they get an opportunity. So the key part is you've got to learn from your experiences. No use having the experiences and not learning. So Ethan Hughes, I thought early, you know, was a bit tentative maybe in what am I doing, but then once he started to fiercely compete, he looked a lot better. Sometimes it's just simply about getting a bit fiercer and not being as tentative and backing yourself in. So I thought once we did that, we did look a lot better. But all credit to West Coast. They did what they needed to do at the start of the game. They'd been under a lot of pressure. We know they're aiming for top four. And they played strongly and did what they did. But to our boys, I thought our endeavour never waned. And I was pleased with the way we fought on in difficult circumstances.
So given you've got, you're playing a shorter forward line as you're used to going inside 50 the area, you have to work on
those? No, you just need to be there. You don't have to be giants, but you need try and get representation and equal numbers. So some of it was work rate. They worked harder to the ball than we did, you know. And some of it was, you know, not smart positioning. So, yeah, I had nothing. Height's been a non-issue. Height wasn't an issue. We didn't get any tall in the second half. We just positioned and used the ball going forward a lot better.
5-4 is a lot quieter than usual tonight. Is he okay? And
yeah, look, I think you can understand he's human. I thought, but when the ball's just going into their forward 50 and it's not coming out, it makes it hard for midfielders to get a bit of ball. It went in, they scored, went in, they scored. So at one stage it was 8 entries, 8-7 goals, 1. So there's not too much rebound ball coming out. It's quite difficult. I thought his hit around the ball was fantastic. And was, you know, well, he wasn't perfect, but I thought he was okay. I think, you know, I think he's leading well, he's embracing the group. Yeah, he's really pleasing in an overall sense. But, you know, we all lick our wounds and there's a cliche. And we go away, we recover ourselves and get going again.
There was an incident involving him and Yeo in the final term. Yeo stayed down for a while. What did you make?
Oh, did he? Yeah. No, look, I didn't really see it. All I know is Nathan's a ball player. Cops a lot of attention and sometimes players stay down to milk free kicks. I don't know.
So in that sense, you don't think Nathan's not the sort of player that it would
be
a deliberate act? You know that about him?
Look, it's not for me to comment. I didn't see anything. It doesn't interest me. It'll interest me if it's an issue.
Thanks, Jean.
at this point, I think it's a non-issue.
Michael Walters probably hasn't been at his best the past month. Is he carrying an injury at all?
Past month? I wouldn't have thought so. If he, we know he hurt his ankle a couple of weeks ago. And he went in the last quarter. He didn't look injured in the last quarter. So sometimes it's just, you wouldn't want to be a small forward when there's no crumb. So, I mean, there's always fake news. There's no fake news with Michael. He's had a bit of an ankle. He's working through it. He's getting better. But there'd be hardly an AFL player that goes in a race feeling 100%. But I think you saw his agility and his run in the last quarter. Did we all see that? Did he look injured in the last quarter?
Do you play midfield more in the next couple of weeks to get
How did he look in the last quarter?
He moved okay in the
last quarter. So I think you answered your own question. Geez, he was moving pretty well in the last quarter. So, we probably should have done it a little bit early, to be fair. It was a really tough night being a small forward. It was disappointing for 100th game. He's played a pretty special 100, pretty special story. Plenty to come. And Aaron Sanderlands, we would have liked to honour them in a better way tonight, but we didn't do that. So they're both important players for us. But we'll butter up next week and get going. That's the transition we're on. We're committed to a path. I don't know how many players under 30 games. Might have been 10. Might have been something like that. I thought Balich showed a bit, if you go into the kids. So we just need to keep improving.
Given you gave some of the kids some jobs as the game went on, you said about Lowe going to Josh Kennedy.
Yeah.
Do you be philosophical about the result and keep playing a couple of those kids into next week?
It's a good question. Strike the balance. What's best for their development? Do they need to gather themselves? Do they keep going? It's a really good question. It's not one I'm fully equipped with. But philosophically, we like to keep integrity to selection. And when all things being equal, the youth have been getting really good opportunities and have been fantastic for us. I mean, we sit here 3-3, played a pretty good team. After the first quarter, I thought we matched it in a real sense. They probably looked into control a fair bit of it, but at times I thought we worried them. So we need to improve. I think you're seeing around the league, we all know how challenging an environment it is to sustain really good form for a long period of time. There's only a couple of teams doing that. The rest of us are going up and down a bit.
Ross, you talk about the defensive marking from West Coast, particularly in that first half. Is it disappointing that the players didn't pick up on that quicker and changed the way they moved the ball forward themselves earlier than what they did?
No, ultimately we just need to train a bit more under pressure. That's how you become a really good team. You do it all the time. You don't have lapses. But I think it's some of the 10 players under 30 games, you're going to get a bit of that. I think we're seeing that around the league as well. So as long as we learn and, gee, we did that better, and that took that off them and that off them when we did that. That's the important thing for me than the group.
Ross, we were told Daniel Pearce headed back east for personal reasons. Can you clarify anything about that situation?
Yeah, I can clarify he went back for personal reasons, so I think we respect that boundary. He wouldn't really want me to elaborate any more than that, except to say that it's personal, it's family, and in the end he'll be fine. He'll be back at the club, either Monday or Tuesday, and he'll do all the training. So, yeah, that's... But if they ask me to elaborate, but he's asked me not to elaborate, so we'll probably all respect that. Thank you.